It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Solon Yates. He's a junior over at Sigourney High School. He's a member of the Savage Golf Team for the boys, and he is having a terrific season as part of a terrific season for Sigourney. Going into the Oskaloosa Invitational on Tuesday, Solon had had four straight under-par rounds, including an impressive 4-under-68 to help his team win the Sigourney Invitational on Friday. Solon, congratulations on a really nice stretch of play. It just kind of felt good every time you've picked up a club or stepped into a tee box over the last week or so?
Yeah, I think I've just been playing well lately, and the game's just kind of coming pretty easy to me right now.
Overall, the season's been really solid. You've got an adjusted average combined between 9 and 18-hole events of about 38 per 9 holes. So that's 2 over on a lot of courses. What would you say is probably the greatest strength of your game right now?
I would say I'm driving the ball pretty good right now. Inside of like 100 yards, I'd say I've been really good. And then I've been putting a lot better recently, so that helps.
Typically, you drive it well, and then you play well in the short game and putting. You're going to do pretty darn well because you don't have to worry about the in-between. Sort of curious about Friday in particular. What kind of stood out to you about how you played? And when did you get the sense of, this is probably a high 60s kind of day?
Yeah, Friday I played pretty good. I started out really well. I basically had like 2 stress-free birdies on both of the par fives, which is kind of what you need to do out there if you want to score, because then the stretch through like 3, 4, 5, and 6 are pretty tough to score on. So I had a stress-free birdies there. Then I ended up birdieing hole 4, which is nice. Kind of stole one. And then the par 3s, I didn't really play that well all day, which was all right. I kind of limited the damage on one of them. But then 7 and 8 are kind of short par 4s, where if you hit your drive well, you can definitely score on them. And so I did that on the front 9. I think I shot 34 on both the front and back.
Talking with Solon Yates, Sigourney junior golfer, who's our latest athlete of the week. 4 straight rounds under par for him going into this coming week, including a 68 at his home tournament on Friday. And talking about that, a 34 on the front and the back, it was the eagle on the 10th that really kind of got you going in a big way to finish strong, right?
Yeah, it was a big part because I was just coming off a bogey on 9. So, yeah, the eagle was really nice to get me back to around 3 under, I believe.
It turned into a great day, and it's been a great couple of weeks. Even the other day at Oskaloosa, I know you maybe probably felt like, compared to everything else, you were a little off, and you still ended up a nice mid-70s round. For all that's going well for you, though, where are the areas that you feel like you still want to get better?
I'd say par 3 scoring. That's kind of – I could have shot even lower on Friday. I played the par 3s kind of well over par. So, and then yesterday I shot, 6, 7 over or whatever, and that was all because I played the par 3s like around 6 over. So if I get better at that, I should be in a pretty good spot.
As you head into the end of the season, I know for you guys as a team, you set that school record the other day for a team score. Conference championship is obviously one of the things that you're eyeing, but what sort of goals do you have left for yourself and the team the rest of the way as well?
I would like to probably win conference individually, but I think our team can definitely win conference. And then from there, we obviously want to make it to state, and we all believe if we do make it to state that we can probably do some damage there, hopefully, but got to make it there, and then hopefully that'll happen.
Well, we certainly hope that ends up being the case as well, and we hope the way you're playing right now carries over the rest of the way. Solon, thanks so much again for the time, talking about the last week or so and being Athlete of the Week, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Solon Yates, junior golfer for the Sigourney Savages. He's their leader in scoring so far this season, and he had four straight under-par rounds coming into this week, including a 68 on Friday to not only be the individual champion, but help the Sigourney Savages win their home boys golf invitational. He's a top 10 in Class 1A in adjusted average strokes individually. He's having a phenomenal season, and this past week, a big part of that. Congrats, Solon, on the excellent play he's had on the course this season and on being our latest Athlete of the Week.